pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, I welcome you back to the second session of the Buddha Purnima celebrations 2012. This year's celebrations is a joint effort of Zone 4 and Zone 5 countries, a total of 13 countries sharing responsibilities as one family of brothers and sisters. The 13 countries in the two zones are China, Japan, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Korea, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Bhutan, and Brunei. I would like to take a few minutes to highlight some of the major permanent Sai work being done in these countries, and also some of the extraordinary projects being done in the name of our beloved Sai. In China, since 2002, with the assistance of local provincial universities and local education ministries, teachers from 50 schools have been trained in SSEHV in year-long training programs that emphasize the role of teachers as exemplars of values. It is anticipated that over 10,000 students have benefited from this training given to their teachers. Two members of China's National Committee for Curriculum Reform have worked with the Institute of Satya Sai Education in Hong Kong to train teachers in Guangzhou, Sichuan, Qinghai, and Guangxi provinces. And two professors from the universities have come to Prashanti Nilayam during the education conferences. In April 2012, our second leaders conference was held at the South China Normal University, and in teaching manuals distributed, the picture of Bhagwan was put alongside Confucius as leaders in moral education in China. Numerous SSEHV books and articles have been translated into Chinese, but more importantly, a lot of SSEHV resource material is being created by Chinese scholars and students doing their masters in education. A Chinese website containing a lot of these resources has been established in Hong Kong. Additionally, regular Narayan Seva is undertaken to distribute hot meals and basic necessities in Hong Kong and in Dongguan City in Guangdong Province to the homeless and to the underprivileged. In Taiwan, a Satya Sai school has been running for many years and is supported by parents committed to values education. In Indonesia, in response to a devastating earthquake in central Java in 2010, the Satya Sai Organization of Indonesia built three mosques as gifts from Bhagwan and also 323 water tanks, which now benefit 15,000 people. And in response to the volcano eruption in 2012, the organization built 86 Satya Sai homes for Muslim widows and the elderly. Lastly, in Indonesia, there is a Satya Sai school in Bali, which has 300 Indonesian Hindu children. And in Jakarta, a Satya Sai school at Insan Teladan was established in a traditional Muslim area and provides free schooling to 200 needy Muslim children. In Nepal, a number of important permanent sevas have been established for many years. These include 1, the Medical Health Service Center, which provides medical diagnosis and treatment to 20,000 people per year. 2, drinking water has been supplied to 2 remote villages so that villagers need not travel for 3 hours every day to obtain water. And 3, an old age home and also an orphanage are run exclusively by the Satya Sai organization in Nepal. Additionally, in the past 4 years, 9,000 private teachers and 2,200 government teacher trainers have been trained in Satyasai education in human values. In Sri Lanka, the Satyasai organization fully manages a 30-bed cancer hospice in Hanvela and a children's home for 60 orphans in Vavanuya, who are victims of the civil war that has raged in Sri Lanka in the past. Additionally, every 2 months, major medical camps are arranged for needy areas, and people from 500 to 1,000 villages receive a variety of medical treatment, including cataract screening and cataract surgery. Finally, a Satyasai school is run in Jaffna for 180 children, and teacher training is provided to 400 teachers each year by the Institute of Satyasai Education in Sri Lanka. In Malaysia, since one of the most essential values is filial piety, the Satyasai organization runs the HOPE program. HOPE is an acronym for Honor Our Parents Every Day. The Satyasai organization of Malaysia has organized inter-school drama festivals and also interfaith drama festivals, which have received support from Muslim, Christian and Sikh communities. The HOPE program is supported by the Ministry of Education and also the Ministry of National Unity and major religious groups in Malaysia. In Thailand, in addition to the Satyasai school, the Thai Institute of Satyasai Education Diploma Program is held twice annually to train in Satyasai education in human values over a 2-month course. And from August this year, a month-long ASEAN teacher training program for non-devotees will commence. During the serious floods that submerged large parts of Thailand in October 2011, a flood seva was started to reach areas where the government was not going to. Devotees went out in boats and deposited food and basic necessities in buckets dropped by people from upper floors who refused to vacate for fear of theft from their homes. 4,000 families were served in this seva. To overcome the fear of waterborne diseases and snakes in the water, Bhagwan's photo was carried in the boats and bhajans were sung. And finally, in Japan, the Satyasai organization responded quickly to the destruction brought by the tsunami and earthquake which hit eastern Japan in March 2011. 7 truckloads of basic necessities were carried, and with the help of the Japanese Coast Guard and the helicopter service, all items were distributed. Such access was limited to all, and the Satyasai Organization of Japan was one of the few non-governmental organizations allowed in. There are 10 Satyasai centers along the breadth and width of Japan, and 95% of devotees are Japanese. This concludes my brief report, and I propose to now move along to the next item, which is a dance by Thai children. There are 99 Balvika students in Bangkok alone, 95% of whom come from families that do not call themselves Sai devotees. Additionally, there are 331 children in the Satyasai school in Bangkok. This school was established as a model school 20 years ago and has been awarded the government prize for the best school in Thailand for teaching in accordance with Buddhist principles. Also, approximately 50,000 Thai teachers nationally have been trained in Satyasai in education in human values. The Balvikas children and the Satyasai school students will be presenting a dance to Bhagwan entitled O Mere Man. The dance highlights that modern man must face every pleasure and every pain with equanimity, because he is beyond body and he is beyond mind. He is pure bliss. And where else can we derive bliss from but from this eternal source, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Jai Sai Ram.
से भरा है आंखों में तू देख कितना प्यार भरा।
Japan is a country steeped in deep religious tradition, as Shintoism and Buddhism have captured the hearts of her people for hundreds of years. But this land of the rising sun is also the land of the divine Jyoti, led by Bhagwan over 40 years ago. Although the Satasai organization of Japan was initially served by Indians, it has now become a truly Japanese organization served by Japanese devotees of Bhagwan. Many books and bhajans have been translated into the Japanese language, and now the Vedas are chanted by Japanese devotees. I am asked to read a message to Bhagwan offered by the 55 members of the choir, and it goes as thus. Today we have assembled here to celebrate Buddha Purnima. Lord Buddha made you happy, for he practiced throughout his life the virtues of compassion and non-violence, which he himself preached. 17 years ago, in March 1995, you invited Japanese youth members for an interview, and you said to us, "You were born in a Buddhist country, weren't you?" And then, Swami, you sang a beautiful mantra for us in your ever so sweet and gentle voice. Today, with our sincere gratitude for being born in a Buddhist country, we would like to sing with you again the mantra you sang for us. End of quotations. I personally pray to Bhagwan that he accepts this offering of love and devotion. Please welcome the choir, Sairam.
Om Shri Sairam. Swami no renge no miyashi ni oinori o sasagemasu. Swami, kyou watashi tachi wa Buddha no seisan o iwau tame ni koko ni tsudoi mashita. Katsute Buddha ga teishou shita 慈悲と非暴力の実践こそ、ブッダの生涯において、あなたを喜ばせた美徳に他なりません。今から17年前、1995年3月に、あなたは私たち日本人の若者をインタビューに呼んでくださり、こうおっしゃいました。あなたたちは仏教の国に生まれましたね、と。そして、甘く優しいお声で、スワミ御自ら次のマントラを歌ってくださいました。私たちが仏教の国に生まれたことの意味を深く噛みしめながら、今、私たちは再びあなたと共に歌います。
Nandana,
Parvati Nandana,
Parvati Nandana,
Parvati Nandana,
Bhavavaya Vanjana,
Bhavavaya Vanjana,
Bhavavaya Vanjana,
Bhavavaya Vanjana,
Vanjana.
から、この一年間、私たちは様々な思いを克服して、一時もあなたを忘れないようにと努力してきました。いつか再び、肉体をまとったあなたに会えるその日に、いい子にしていたね、よく頑張ったね、と言っていただけるように、あなたに喜んでいただけることを祈ります。最の黄金時代は、私たちの清らかなハートから始まります。どうかスワミ、この狩りの時代において、ハスの花のように生きる勇気をお与えください。獅子のように生きる勇気を。どうか、いつまでも、いつまでも私たちをお導きください。最後に、あなたがとてもお好きだった、ハムコットムセーピャーレキプナーを日本語に訳した歌を捧げます。永遠なる祭の栄光と感謝を込めて。
After you have taken Mahasamadhi, dear Swami, for the past 1 year, we have tried our best to always remember you, overcoming our turbulent thoughts. We pray that you will be happy with us when we see you again in your physical form and say, you have been very good children, you did very well. The golden era of Sai starts with our pure heart. O Swami, in this age of Kali, please give us the purity to live like the lotus flower and the courage to live like lions. Please guide us always, forever and ever. Now, before we close, we would like to sing the song you liked very much, Humko Tumse Pyar Kitna, which we translated into Japanese. We offer this song to you with the eternal glory of Sai and our heartfelt gratitude to you. Jai Sai Ram.
Before we have the international bhajans for tonight, I would like to make an announcement, and that is the bathing of the Buddha ceremony will take place tonight here in the Sai Convent Hall. But after all devotees present here have had a chance to bow before the Samadhi and take their blessings. So please do take note that that bathing of the Buddha will take place later. A short explanation as to the significance of that ceremony. Baby Siddhartha was born in Lumbini Park in what is now Nepal. Legend has it that when he was born, he was able to walk and he was able to speak. Baby Siddhartha took 7 steps and Mother Earth manifested lotus flowers to receive each step that he took. When he completed these steps, he raised his right index finger and said, "I am the first greatest to the world. I am the second greatest to the world. I am the third greatest to the world. There is no one beyond me." He was actually referring to himself in 3 different dimensions. First, as the enlightened one, as the Buddha. Second, as Dharma, the highest doctrine in the universe. And thirdly, as eternal existence, as Sangha. When bathing the statue of this enlightened one, one should meditate on the thought that the bathing of the statue washes away the bad karmas of one's past. Saram.
Yeah. Vignanayakam Jai Jai Vigna Vinashakam
Sai भाई हमारा हमसाई के ऐसा प्रेम हमारा साई हमारा हमसाई के ऐसा प्रेम हमारा Jagadishwari daya karo ma Jagadishwari daya karo ma Shiva Shankari kripa karo ma Shiva Shankari kripa karo ma Shankari kripa karo ma Jagadishwari daya karo ma Shankari kripa karo ma Shankari kripa karo ma Shiva Shankari kripa karo ma Jagadishwari daya karo ma Kalpalatika Ashrita Kalpalatika
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.